And welcome to Community Kitchen. I always think one of those nice little sweet treats after dinner is wonderful, but sometimes you don't have the time. So to utilize that cooking time, which I must say I do talk about, I think makes it more worthwhile if you can actually take that one dish that you create and extend it. So something as simple as an egg custard turns into quite a few different dishes. So let's talk about egg custard. I know it's easy just to go and buy the custard, but to create 2.5 cups of milk to 2 tablespoons of corn flour, 2 egg yolks, keep the egg whites for something else, 2 tablespoons of sugar and a little bit of vanilla, turns into a wonderful deliciousness. And use the whisk. I always think when you're doing something like that, use the whisk because it makes a lot of difference. So mix a little of the corn flour with about 1/4 cup of milk, because one of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to cook the eggs into the milk because it becomes like a weak scrambled. So mix that little bit of corn flour, 2 tablespoons, into 1/4 cup of milk and put aside. Mix the egg yolks into the other 1/4 cup of milk and put that aside. Gently heat 2 cups of milk and sugar on the stove and bring to boiling point. Then I always just lift it off. Add the corn flour mix that's been put in with the milk. You can take a little bit of that hot milk and pour into it. One thing you don't want it is to all cook together. And put it back on the heat and allow to gently boil for 2 minutes. Remove from the heat completely and add the beaten egg and milk mixture. Return to the stove on low and cook until it thickens. Now, this is a fantastic basis because you can make a baked custard. You can take that into a very slow oven, about 150, and you can just sprinkle it with nutmeg and it sits. But you need to put that in a bain-marie. It is absolutely beautiful, but be generous with the nutmeg and cinnamon on top and a baked rice pudding. And Mum used to do this, and she'd add 1/2 cup of cooked rice and she'd put that into the oven as per the baked custard recipe. So already out of that one little bowl of custard, we're creating 3 dishes. I like that because it means you're utilising your cooking time. But to also make it into individual custard tarts, which are just lovely. And you just use a shortcut crust pastry. Make your own or buy it. You can find it on sale. But remember just to pre-cook that just a little bit. Put in the muffin tins or a little pastry tray if you've got it. And you usually use about 12. And all you need to do is actually put it in the oven for about 10 minutes just before, and then spoon the custard into the pastry and bake for about 20 minutes until it's browned. I usually just use a fork to just prick that the raw uncooked pastry. I find that works quite well. Even if you want to put a patty cake liner in there, it does solve the problem of cleaning up. But to turn that into the Portuguese custard tarts is lovely, but instead of using your short crust, you're going to use a puff pastry. So you preheat the oven differently to the 180. You're going to take this one to 220, which is hot, and you replace the milk with the cream and add about a 5 centimeter strip of fresh lemon rind while you're cooking. And that just makes it a richer type of custard. Remove the rind, of course, before pouring into the pastry cases and bake that for about 20 minutes. Then you've got the famous custard tarts. Then it takes us into another thing, which is what I love about the cooking, is we will go into bread and butter pudding because you're using your basic custard and you're using leftover 6 slices of bread. You can use whole grain, plain, raisins, brioche. Might have had some Easter buns left over. You can butter them, but you can also put in there some sultanas, bit of ground nutmeg, or you can put, I love it when you just use the bread with jam on top, and then you cut, you butter and spread the jam onto the bread, cut that into little triangles, grease a 2-litre oven-proof dish, oven's at about 160, and you just pour the custard over it and put it in the oven and bake it. Absolutely delicious. It takes about 45 minutes.